offering liberty and so much more. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Matt. A new switchgrass variety called Liberty promises greater yields for biofuel production and as an income producer for growers. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Switchgrass has long been considered a leading second-generation biofuel feedstock. However, as Rob Mitchell of USDA's Agricultural Research Service in Nebraska points out,
one of our real limitations with these perennial grasses is biomass yield. And so in the second-generation biomass industry, really, it's all about yield.
This has led to research going back almost two decades ago that has resulted in a switchgrass variety that produces double the yields. Mitchell talks about the work of retired geneticist Ken Vogel in creating Liberty Switchgrass.
He was able to identify an upland type and a lowland type that had similar genetics, so they were able to be crossed. So he made greenhouse crosses and then took those crosses to the field and right away saw a real big increase in biomass production.
Mitchell and ARS colleagues in Nebraska and Wisconsin have advanced the development and study of Liberty, and not only have they noticed higher yields for potential biofuel feedstock.
One of the things that we really see with Liberty is it's got really good stand establishment characteristics. It also has very good winter survival. It has grown well north into Minnesota and Wisconsin, so it really appears to be a really high-quality biomass switchgrass crop.
Mitchell says there are other switchgrass varieties more ideal in the southern parts of the U.S. However, Liberty fits perfectly in terms of growth in the northern and central climates. And while the focus of study now is on Liberty as a biofuel feedstock, there is potential study down the road of this switchgrass as a feedstock for livestock. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A lot of Tennessee farmers raising switchgrass as a biomass energy crop. That started several years ago with the Tennessee Biofuels Initiative. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.